funding risks for mental health care in the state. Workers at another Starbucks are joining a union, and the highly anticipated Red Dirt concerts are finally here. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, April 10th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma receives hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government to improve mental health resources in the state. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on what's at stake if funds disappear.
In the last 5 years, Oklahoma has received nearly $750 million from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA. A report from Healthy Minds tracked where those dollars are being spent. Found children, rural communities, and Native American nations have the most to lose if funding decreases or goes away. Healthy Minds Executive Director Zach Stoikoff says changes to the federal agency could threaten vulnerable populations.
SAMHSA's work is pretty much the only single source of really well-vetted and trusted information about how you perform behavioral health services.
The agency's future is uncertain as the Trump administration consolidates federal health service providers. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Workers at a Starbucks shop in Norman voted to unionize this week. KGOU's Hannah France reports it's the second location in Norman and the sixth in the state to do so.
Workers at the Starbucks on Mount Williams Drive and 24th Avenue Northwest in Norman voted 15-2 to join Starbucks Workers United, which represents workers at more than 570 stores across 45 states and the District of Columbia. Oklahoma Starbucks workers joined the growing national unionization effort in 2022 when workers at the Starbucks location on 23rd Street and Robinson Avenue in Oklahoma City became the first location in the state to join Starbucks Workers United. In a press release, Starbucks Workers United said this action comes as the union has filed over 90 unfair labor practice charges against the company since the beginning of the year, claiming the company has backtracked on previous commitments to support workers' rights to collective bargaining. I'm Hannah France.
Less than a month remains before the real ID requirements go into effect. Louisa Clausen reports Service Oklahoma says a majority of Oklahomans do not have the credentials.
As of May 7, a real ID will be required to board domestic flights and enter certain federal buildings. Oklahoma began issuing real IDs in 2020, but many residents still use standard licenses, which will not meet the new requirements. To upgrade, residents need documents verifying their identity, social security number, and Oklahoma residency. Service Oklahoma is expanding appointment hours at select locations, now offering Monday and Wednesday evenings plus Saturdays. Officials say residents should start the process early to avoid last-minute delays, as appointments are expected to fill up closer to the deadline. Without the upgrade, travelers will need a valid passport for domestic flights. In Stillwater, I'm Louisa Clausen.
Service Oklahoma says it has issued more than 2 million real IDs since 2020. Red Dirt music fans are in Stillwater this week for the sold-out Boys from Oklahoma concerts at Boone Pickens Stadium. Ryan LaCroix reports.
More than 170,000 fans are expected over the course of 4 days, which has Stillwater and Oklahoma State University bracing for the equivalent of 4 football game days between today and Sunday. Cody Canada is the frontman for the reunited band Cross Canadian Ragweed, who headlines the event. At Monday's City Council meeting proclaiming this week as Red Dirt Music Week, Canada acknowledged the economic impact the event is expected to have.
The very first thing that I told everybody when we signed up for this was we're going to do our best to bring a lot of money to local businesses in Stillwater.
The stadium show also includes the Turnpike Troubadours, The Great Divide, Jason Boland and the Stragglers, and Stoney LaRue. In addition, dozens of other shows will be happening throughout the city before and after each concert. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.